Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, we make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for having given us the tawfiq of attending a majlis of zikr. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, tawfiq, ihsan, His grace, mercy, kindness that He gives us the opportunity of repenting from our sins, of turning towards Him, of begging of Him, of recognizing Him, of appreciating His ni'mats, of engaging in His remembrance and zikr. All this is only His ihsan. Wallahi, there is nothing that we can claim is our greatness. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai chahe sab mere irade. Tonight, inshallah, we will have a dua in a nazam form. I will give you a brief explanation of it, but because of the weather condition, I do not want to go into too much of detail. Because the problems are everywhere the same. It's universal problems. I went to Zambia and returned to many other countries that we have been to. Just as certain things we say are universal, we say the world is a global village. So the problems are also universal. It's the same problems. Anywhere in the world you go, it's the same problems. So the solution is also only one and the same. The same solution that we offer here, we will offer anywhere else. That make ruju' ila Allah. Turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Repent, express great regret over the sins that we have already committed and which we are committing. And then speak to Allah ta'ala. It gives me great satisfaction when many young friends of mine write or they tell me that, Maulana, one thing that you really taught us is how to speak to Allah ta'ala. Says in our du'as before we used to just read Rabbana atina, Rabbana salamna, Rabbana. But we never used to even understand what the meaning was. So our heart was not in that dua. He says, but over a period of time attending your majlises of zikr and dua, he says, it seems that if we have learned how to pour our heart out before Allah. Because those things which we find ourselves negligent in, where we find ourselves weak, where we think we do not have the himmat, the courage to act upon the teaching of Islam and Sharia, where we do not have the himmat and the courage to give up those sins. So then at least tell Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that this is my weakness. I want to come out of it. But nafs and shaitan has become ghalib over me. It has overpowered me. But oh Allah, I seek from you assistance and help. Give me that strength. Give me that himmat to come out of it. That at least we can do. What is difficult in that? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Oh Allah, this heart of mine which is drowning in greed, in evil passions and desires, which is drowning in the ocean of sins, change the condition of my heart. Just as we go for bypass, we say the person is going for a bypass. As Dr. Tanzilur Rahman told to my Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, after going for a bypass, he says the surgeon told him that now we have put a Mercedes engine in your Volkswagen car. After the bypass, he told him that's what we have done. We have put a Mercedes engine in your Volkswagen car. Whereas what we hear now is that 5 years is the maximum. that it works, and after that you have to go for another bypass. Nevertheless, that is a different issue. But just as there is technology now where they say that they change the condition of that heart which was not able to pump, where the arteries were clogged and blocked, so now they find a solution to that problem by bypass. So in the same way, this heart of ours also, or we have heart transplants, that there are complete transplants. So in the same way, we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to change the condition of our heart. Whatever it may be in, we know what filth there is in our heart, how much it is clogged, just like our arteries get clogged when we have too much of fatty stuffs. In the same way, with plenty of sins, the spiritual arteries get clogged. Then there is no pumping, because just as the heart pumps blood, and that blood reaches every part of the body, if any part of the body does not get sufficient supply of oxygenated blood, then it suffers. The eyes requires it, the ears require it, the tongue requires it, the hands and feet require it. In the same way, the spiritual heart of ours also pumps. If that noor from that heart does not reach the different parts of the body, then we will get problems. Then the eyes will not see right. Then the ears will not listen right. Then the tongue will not speak right. Then the hands will not function correctly. Then the feet will also cause harm. Then the heart and then the brains and everything will function incorrectly. There will be so much of damage and chaos in society. ND571349. Somebody wants to come out, remove your car. 571349. So he says, oh Allah, change that condition of my heart. Change my heart. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. This heart of mine which is soaked, which is drowning in negligence, in indifference, unconcerned about the akhirah, oh Allah, change this heart of mine. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala, dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun. Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun. Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, how long am I going to spend my life in sins? How long? I've spent already all my life in disobedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I have absolutely no knowledge of how much of life is left. Now how long am I going to continue? This is the question we must ask ourselves, each and every one of us. We must never look at the sins of everyone else and think that we are very much better than everyone. All of us have to just look a little into our hearts and see our own conditions. Sometimes at night, just close the eyes and think that today I am closing it, or tonight I am closing it and shutting it for a little while voluntarily. These eyes of mine I am closing voluntarily. A day will come when they will close permanently without my control. without my will. So a little while, think, what have we done in our lives? Have we really done something that is pleasing to our Creator? Have we really spent our time, our health, our wealth and everything else that Allah Ta'ala blessed us with in a manner that is befitting of a Muslim and a person of Iman? Or is it that we also went headlong as soon as we saw some advertisement of entertainment and cinema or theater or movie or TV, then we too went headlong, pleasing the nafs? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dil, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Ha, oh my beloved Allah, in every beat of my heart I hear your name, Allah, Allah, Allah. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein. At present, when my heart beats, then at that time I listen to everything else. Sometimes it's some film actor's songs, sometimes it is some film actress's songs, and sometimes it is some other filth and rubbish. Oh Allah, change this condition of my heart. Transplant another one, or bypass it, so that in every beat of my heart, my heart throbs with your love, with your muhabbat. So the person is saying, oh Allah, just as we have bypasses and heart transplants, and after that the person seems to enjoy better health than what he had before, so in the same way, cause this heart of mine also to go through a bypass, so that with every beat I now hear your name, my Allah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Allah, I must begin to enjoy the beating of my heart with your name, that I must begin to hear the name of Allah with every beat. Maza aa jaye, there's enjoyment in that, there's such intoxication in it. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said that the zikr intoxicates the Allah walas, like the bottle of wine intoxicates the drinkers of wine. There is intoxication in it, there's a high that it takes you to, but as such a kind of high and such a kind of intoxication which causes no damage to the person's body or health. It does not give him any kind of disgrace and shame and humiliation. It does not cause him to lose his intelligence and then perform like a monkey and lose his business and his job. Nothing. This intoxication is such that it gives you peace of mind, tranquility in the heart, serenity in the soul. What more do we want? Karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de. Karun main qurban, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de. Allah, every desire and pleasure and happiness of mine I sacrifice. I don't look at what my nafs desires. I look at what you desire. Give me your muhabbat. Your gham there means your muhabbat. Oh Allah, change this condition of my heart and now give me your muhabbat, your love. I sacrifice all my happiness, my desires, my will, my pleasure, O Allah, for whatever is your pleasure, your will and your desire. And when a person is going to do that, Allah Ta'ala will give him happiness, Allah Ta'ala will give him pleasure, Allah Ta'ala will give him sukoon in his life. It's not that he'll be deprived now of happiness because he has sacrificed his happiness, now he's deprived of happiness. No, now he will be given true and real happiness. The happiness that even the kings of the world do not know. We will not understand because we are going to see the outside condition. If Allah Ta'ala had to open it up, that what He gives to those who are His walis in their hearts, then all of us will dash for it. But then we will not be believing in the ghaib. Then we will be believing our eyes. Like if somebody puts a pile of Kruger Rands now in the corner of the masjid there, and then says that, look there, all that is for grabs. Whoever reaches it first and how much he can grab and put in his pocket, then that's his. Then we will look at it, and indeed if we see his Kruger Rands, we all will run and grab. Nobody will be left here, no matter how beautiful the bayan here, and no matter how beautiful the zikr is carrying on here, but all will dash there. Why? Because we are seeing with our eyes. So Allah Ta'ala gives to them in He gives it in the heart, it is concealed, it is hidden. But we can see it in their lives, that how much of sukoon they enjoy. And by now I think every little child also has learnt. Shahon ke saron par taaj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Shahon ke saron par taaj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. Recently all the heads of state came, they say, heads of state. Didn't they say heads of state came? How much of ache and pain in their heads. Look at the security that they have to have. They can't go shopping. Everywhere there must be so many bodyguards and surrounded by security. So on the heads of the kings, the crowns give a lot of pain. They got crowns, but a lot of pain. Their lives are miserable. Outwardly we see them from this country to that country, first class jetting from here to there in private jets and all that, but ask them the condition of their hearts. What kind of restlessness? What kind of misery? Like that, if it's only travel that makes a person great, like one person told me in Zambia, say, MashaAllah, Maulana, you do a lot of traveling for the sake of deen. So I say, if only traveling made somebody great, a lot of mosquitoes travel quite a long distance. I said, not long ago, we read in the newspapers that there was some malaria outbreak here. So they say some mosquitoes from Maputo seem to have arrived here in Tongat and our areas. So now those mosquitoes became a buzruk because they did a lot of traveling. What did they do after their traveling? They went and injected poison into somebody's body. So if our traveling is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and for the benefit of mankind, then Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, just traveling doesn't make any person great.
کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیوں کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے
I move my gaze away now from everything that is ghayrullah. O Allah, let my gaze be on you alone. Our gaze must not be on any person's wealth, property. Why should we be jealous and envious of what Allah Ta'ala gives to others? Our gaze must be just on Allah. And then see how He creates means, how He provides from sources that we don't even dream of.
ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے
او اللہ ایٹ یور ڈور آئی ایم لائنگ ہارٹ بروکن ناٹ ایٹ اینی بڈی ایلسز ڈور او اللہ ایٹ یور ڈور سو وائی کیپ می ہارٹ بروکن او اللہ چینج دا کنڈیشن آف مائی ہارٹ This great explanation with notes, I'm not going into detail now, inshallah, some other time again when I read it, I will explain.
تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا बना ले अपना बंदा दिल बदल दे.
O Allah, listen to this pleading of mine, listen to this crying of mine, listen to this dua of mine, change the condition of my heart.
Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے.
So that is what I mentioned at the beginning, that we all have weakness. None of us can claim we are perfect. So there are certain sins which we can give up easily. It doesn't cost us anything. It doesn't affect our business in any way. It doesn't affect anything in our lives. Now those sins, at least we should give it up immediately. In reality we should give up all sins. But if we find weakness in certain areas of our lives, then those sins which we cannot seem to give up, then at least ask Allah Ta'ala, beg of Him, present our case before Him. How a person goes begging, he says, I'm running short of money for rent, light, water, and the person begs because he wants a solution to his problem. So in the same way, we beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that I want a solution to this problem of mine. I can't seem to have that himmat and the courage to give up these sins in my life. Because that is what is blocking our progress. The moment we give up that, after that, see how we progress. Now for example, now if a person is not keeping a beard, now the keeping of a beard, what harm will it cause to his business? What harm will it cause in any other affair of his life? Nothing. In fact, it will give him respect, because lots of people who have got beard, even though they're indulging in sins, but people think they are respectable. Don't we say that the person has a beard and yet he's committing this sin and that sin? So which means that we consider the beard to be something that gives a person respect. So those who don't have a beard, now how long does it take to, what effort does it require? For a few days, don't shave and they just trim it a little, finish. You're getting the right length of beard, after that, cut it. Pants above the ankle, what difficulty is in there? So those sins which we can give up easily, give them up straight away. Speaking lies, all those kind of things, give it up immediately. Then there are other sins which person might be involved in. For example, he has taken somebody's property. It was not due to him in inheritance, but he took it. So now he's finding it hard and difficult to give up that sin. So now keep making dua, make the effort, think of the akhirah, think of the azab of Jahannam, think of death. So then sooner or later he will give it up, keep making dua. But other sins, give it up immediately.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalalu. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha. illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 Allah 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 Allah
Dil ko agar jamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko paala kisne gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko khol kiya kisne unke naam ki gungate hain ibrahim khalilullah illallah 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 koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, bi rahmatika nastaghith, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ay Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, my kind, compassionate, loving, caring Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my beloved Allah, we used all your ni'mats. Ya Allah, the food provided by you. Ya Allah, the sight provided by you. The hearing provided by you. Oh Allah, the speech given by you. Our heart, liver and lungs all given by you. Oh my beloved Allah, we used all your ni'mats and your bounties for your disobedience. Ay Allah, we used all your bounties and your ni'mats for your disobedience. Ay Allah, hum kitne namak harav hai, teri hi kha kar, teri hi na farmani. Lekin mere Allah, tu maafi ko pasand karta hai. Oh my Allah, no matter how far we may have gone, no matter how sinful we may be, oh Allah, no matter how much we may have become slaves of nafs and shaitan, but oh Allah, we are your slaves. We are your bandas, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs, everything is in your control. Our lives are in your control. You can change the condition of our hearts. You can turn it in whichever direction you wish. Oh my Allah, we know and we acknowledge that you have blessed us with a willpower. But oh Allah, we have failed in exercising this willpower correctly. Allah, therefore we are asking you to change the direction and condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, in this world we hear of bypasses and heart transplants. Ya Allah, just as arteries become clogged, oh my beloved Allah, just as arteries become clogged, in the same way, oh Allah, our spiritual arteries have become clogged. Ya Allah, therefore we are not functioning properly. Lekin mere pyare khuda, hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hain. We are turning towards you, oh my Allah. For our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that something that is really beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Oh my beloved Allah. Therefore we are presenting before you our mountains of sins, our oceans of sins. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks and they blow up huge mountains. Ya Allah, you have given man that intelligence to make the dynamite sticks. Ya Allah, then what is it difficult for you to blow away our mountains of sins? Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if they are more than the grains of sand on earth, if they are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if they are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, Ya Allah, then to your maghfirat is much, much more than that. Ay Allah, tere raham ke darya ka ek qatra hamari maghfirat ke liye kaafi hai. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away all our sins. Ya Allah, wash away all our sins, our major sins and our minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my beloved Allah, there was nothing hidden from your sight. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then, just as you destroyed the Aad and the Samud and the people and the nations of the past. Ya Allah, you could have brought humiliation and disgrace and suffering upon us as you brought on the people of the past when they indulged in sins openly. Oh my beloved Allah, once again we are indulging in sins openly, unconcerned, unashamed. We brag about our sins, we advertise our sins. Where Allah, but because of our sins, do not punish us like you punished the nations of the past. Ya Allah, ay mere pyare khuda, tu hamare gunahon ko mat dekh, tu mere pyare nabi ke aansuon ko dekh. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the blood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which has flowed for the sake of this ummah. Look at the tears of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Allah, which poured for the sake of this ummah.
Hey Allah, look at the sacrifices of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, and forgive our sins. Hey Allah, if you forgive our sins, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy and pleased. You will become happy. We will become happy. The only one that will be displeased, oh Allah, will be shaitan. Hey, mere pyare khuda, tu huzur alayhi salatu wa salam ko razi kar de, hame maaf kar ke. Hey Allah, how will he feel on the day of qiyamah if we have to present ourselves there in the presence of billions of other ummatis? And oh Allah, if we have to come on the day of judgment with all our sins, how much of embarrassment it will cause my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi ko hamare gunahon ki wajah se sharminda mat karna. Ay Allah, don't cause him any embarrassment because of our sins. Ya Allah, bless us with total forgiveness. Bless our parents with forgiveness. Our wives and children with forgiveness. Our brothers and sisters with forgiveness. Our family members with forgiveness. The entire ummat of forgiveness. Ay Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat farma de. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us all with long life so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Mere pyare khuda, hum bimar hai. Mere Allah, shifa tere haath mein hai. Oh Allah, we know that sometimes sickness and diseases can be a rahmat and a blessing, but we are extremely weak to tolerate this blessing of sickness and ill health. Ya Allah, change the condition of ill health. Change the rahmat of ill health to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. Change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. But oh Allah, if it is in the form of azab, then we are seeking forgiveness. Ya Allah, remove the azab that has come upon the ummat. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sabko sehat de, hame afiyat de, cures of our spiritual and physical ailments. Clean and purify our hearts, oh my beloved Allah, of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of arrogance. Ha, very Allah, what have we made our hearts into? Ay Allah, these hearts which were for your love and for your muhabbat, we have filled it with evil passions and desires. Ay Allah, we have got nothing in our hearts but filth. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the hearts that you give to your awliya. Give us the hearts that you give to your awliya. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with hearts that are pure and clean. Ya Allah, hame musaffa dil ata farma. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Ey Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Allah, our life which is God is God. But Ya Allah, whatever is left, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, so that it may be extremely easy for us to do those things that are pleasing to you. Ya Allah, and extremely easy to stay away from that which is displeasing to you. Give us the tawfiq of namaz 5 times a day. Allah, give us the tawfiq of fasting in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, and to fulfill the rights of all. Ya Allah, if we have usurped the property of anyone, if we are indebted to anyone, if we have taken that which does not rightfully belong to us in any manner, then Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of returning to whomsoever, whatever is due. Give us the tawfiq of respecting those who are elder. Oh Allah, respecting those who are senior than us, and having mercy and kindness and affection for those who are younger than us. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with sehat and afiyat. Ey Allah, hame teri marifat naseeb farma. Teri zaat par yaqeen naseeb farma. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you, O my Allah. Bless us with your closeness and close bond with you, O my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you, O my beloved Allah. In these days of fitna, O my Allah, Give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh Allah, if we have to stick two pages together with glue, then the pages will tear if we have to separate them, but they will not separate, oh my Allah. Just as those pages will tear but not separate, oh my Allah, let our hearts be bonded with you in such a manner that our hearts will tear to smithereens, but we will not separate from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ay Allah, ہم سب کو تیرا قرب نصیب فرما. اے اللہ تیری محبت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ تیرے عذاب کا ڈر اور خوف نصیب فرما. یا اللہ سیف گارڈ اس فرام دا عذاب آف قبر, فرام دا عذاب آف جہنم. او اللہ, لیٹ اس کراس دا پل صراط لائک لائٹنگ, اینڈ او اللہ انٹرز انٹو جنت وداؤٹ اینی ریکننگ ان دا کمپنی آف مائی بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او مائی اللہ, دا صحابہ کرام, دا تابعین, دا تبع تابعین. Oh my beloved Allah, all over the world the Muslim Ummah is suffering. Ay Allah, Palestine ke andar humare chote chote bachche mar rahe hain. Oh Allah, our little children are dying. Oh Allah, the innocent women are dying. Ay Allah, bombs are dropped on them. Ay Allah, guns are fired at them. Ay Allah, they are pulled, their homes are bulldozed. Mere Allah, is zalim ka ab to tu haath rok le. Ay Allah, how long are we going to witness this, oh my beloved Allah? We acknowledge our sins and we confess before you, oh my Allah, but we seek forgiveness on behalf of the entire ummah. Ay Allah, remove the trials and the difficulties of the Palestinians. Remove the difficulties and trials of those who are in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in India, in Pakistan, and so many parts of the world. Ya Allah, there are so many who are suffering severe hardships and trials in the Middle East and in the Arab countries, oh my Allah, in Saudi Arabia and other parts of the Muslim world. Mere Allah, tu zalimon ka haath rok le, mazloom ki madad farma. Ay Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the battle of Badr and Uhud. You are the same powerful almighty Allah that was in the battle of Khandaq, in the battle of Hunayn. Oh Allah, at the time of Fateh Makkah, even today, oh my beloved Allah, you have all the power and all the might. Oh Allah, there is nobody that can challenge you. Ya Allah, you sent the Ababil and destroyed the forces of Abraha. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu wo kar sakta hai. Ya Allah, either give hidayat to those who are the enemies of Islam and the Muslims. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Bless them with Islam and Iman as you bless the Sahaba-e-Kiram with. Ey mere Allah, you are powerful. Lekin ey Allah, agar unke muqaddar mein iman nahi hai, they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will cause destruction for the ummah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ey Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet like you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause their planes to crash in the mountains, O Allah. Cause their ships to sink in the oceans. O Allah, cause such division and disunity amongst their ranks that, O Allah, their coalitions and alliances are all destroyed. Amen. Allah, give once more power to the Muslim Ummah. Amen. Give glory and dignity and honor to the Muslim Ummah. Amen. Ya Allah, don't look at our actions and our deeds. Ya Allah, look at the shan of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere piyare khuda, tu hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them happiness. Oh Allah, those who are suffering any kind of problem, remove their problem. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Make them obedient to you and the parents. Ey mere pyare khuda, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Why should we even think of haram when there is no shortage in your treasures? Your treasures are unlimited, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with respect and honor from your treasures. Give us the tawfiq to think nothing of ourselves. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to negate ourselves and annihilate ourselves. But in the eye of people, O my beloved Allah, give us respect and honor. Ey mere pyare khuda, teri makhlooq ki nigaah mein hame izzat ka maqam ata farma. Ey Allah, izzat ke baad zillat mat de. Ey Allah, maldari ke baad ghurbat mat de.
اے میرے پیارے خدا صحت کے بعد بیماری مت دے. اے اللہ, when the angel of death visits us, and he is going to visit us, daily we are reading, oh my beloved Allah, and listening about the number of people that are dying in different parts of the world. So many janazas we have shouldered, oh my beloved Allah. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ایک دن ہمارا جنازہ بھی چلے گا. These tongues of ours which are wagging away, oh my Allah, one day they will be completely silenced. These hands with which we are causing so much of injury and pain to people, oh my Allah, one day they will be able to move no more. Our feet will be able to walk no more. Allah will be turned in whichever direction the person that's pouring water over mayyat will turn us. Ay mere Allah, hum koi aah aur ooh bhi nahi kar sakenge. Mere Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured of our body, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of tawbah of our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is given to our body, give us the tawfiq of putting the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ay mere Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, we are begging of you. There is nothing else, oh my beloved Allah, which has brought us here. And all these friends of mine and our sisters at the madrasa, nothing else has brought them here except this hope that, oh Allah, you will forgive our sins. Oh Allah, in this weather, extremely cold, what else could have brought us here? Ya Allah, this part of the night we are extending our begging bowls before you. And whatever we are seeking from you is not something that is beyond your means, oh my Allah. If you fulfill the needs and the wishes and the desires of the entire creation, then too there will be no shortage in your treasures. Oh Allah, there will be no reduction in your treasures. Ayyubari Allah. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouth. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, then take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Lekin mere Allah, agar waha muqaddar na ho, to jahan bhi ho, Allah, khatima barkat wala farma. Iman ke upar khatima farma. Let our death be on iman, ay mere pyare Allah. Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. Ya Allah, so much of goodness he asked for us. All the goodness that he begged of you, O Allah, for us. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection. Especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Oh my Allah, protect each and every one of us. Protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Allah, whosoever is doing any work of deen, Allah, bless him with ikhlas. Give him the tawfiq to do it within the parameters of sharia. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu tamam deeni kamo ko qubool farma. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki daulat se mala mal farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين